Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in all ways. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are tuned in, tapped in, and vibrating with the highest frequency on the internet. It is Manifesting Miracles with me, Michelle Juanita Lamont. I'm a manifestation master, author, speaker, coach, award-winning podcast host, and now YouTuber. And I am absolutely excited to teach you the three reasons why the things that you want are not manifesting in your reality right now. Now, the most important thing that you need to know is that you did not find this podcast, this YouTube channel, by mistake. Your angels and your guides are directing traffic at all times, and they are tuning you into the frequency of your abundance. They're tuning you into this vibration of manifesting, and I am so excited to help guide you to that point of attraction. You see, you came here. You came here to Earth, the teaching planet, with high hopes and dreams. And then you were dumped into the cesspool that is known as Earth. In the lightworker community, Earth is considered the trash can planet. We come here because it's so difficult and it's so dense and it's so hard that we learn the most by coming here and knowing that, and not knowing that we have superpowers. You see, you are extremely powerful. You are more powerful than anyone has ever made you to believe. In fact, the more disenfranchised you are, the more powerful you are. The more troubles and hurdles and issues that you've had to deal with in life, the stronger your wings are, because you flew all through all of that with so low energy. I should know. Now, I don't like to talk about my history and my past because I'm going to become a vibrational match to it, but I've been through some things. I'm a first-generation American. My mother was born in Buga, Colombia. My brother was born in Bogota. and we grew up there until I was three. I've lived in three countries. I've been to about 19 and maybe 20. I've lived in three, and I have been married and divorced. I was abandoned, abused, assaulted verbally, mentally, physically, emotionally. I attempted suicide, and I became very in tune with my high vibrational being. And now I'm an award-winning podcaster and guru. I speak on stages. I write books. I create courses. And I have this award-winning podcast. And in less than 2 years, nearly 140,000 souls have tuned in to manifest their miracles, because manifesting miracles should be easy and manifesting miracles should be fun. And I want to make sure that you get to that place and that point in your life where you feel that vibration of your own divinity. You feel the vibration of your own abundance. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the downloads that I receive to explain to you how powerful you are and how protected you are, these messages are for you, by you, through me. And I say this with a very generous heart. I love you, and you are worthy of all the attention that the world wants to pour on you. But so many times we get motivated, we get jacked up, we get excited to go and move into this vibration. And here is something, because so many of us are so unfamiliar with the things that we're doing that stop this manifesting desire to come into our reality. And so then we give up. And then we go right back into the ether of the three. What's the three? There's a 3D reality and a 5D reality. And in a 5D reality, you are creating in a light energy motivation, modality. There's 7D and there's 11D and there's much higher Ds. But right now, the general thought process for the earth vibration is that right now, since the dawn of Aquarius, since 12/20/2020, we have awakened this new generation of energy. We've called in all these light workers. There's more people awakening on the planet right now. There's more people talking about crystals. There's more people looking to be work with people like me. I'm a spiritual therapist. I'm a life coach, and I'm a manifestation guru and master. Why is that? Because of the celebrities I've manifested? Because of the money? Because of what? No. Because I took all of the things that were supposed to kill me and break me, allow them to transform me, and allow them to let me be guided to serve and help so many people. Since I've started this podcast, I've received over 14 emails, heartbreaking emails, on people who are not going to commit suicide because I started this podcast, people who have left abusive relationships, people who stayed with their husbands or their spouses instead of fleeing because they realized by listening each and every single day to another one and another episode and another episode and another. I've got over almost nearly 200 in my library that you can listen to every single day. You see, I make these podcasts as a tutorial because I know it's impossible for me to work with every single person. I'm already on a 3-month waiting list for free sessions. I'm on a 6-week waiting list for coaching. But if you want to get involved, you want to transform your life, if you want to become a manifesting master, if you want to control your energy, listen to this podcast every single day, multiple times a day. And then if you want to raise the vibration of your equity, your spiritual equity, you're going to share this podcast with 5 people right now. You're going to pick them out. You're going to share them. You're going to go down to where you got the podcast. You're going to see the 3 little dots. You're going to click share. And then you're going to send this out to your friend, your coworker, your cousin, your mother, your brother, your ex-husband, your ex-girlfriend, your ex-wife, your ex, whatever, your sister, your nieces, your nephews, your neighbors. You're going to spread this energy, whether I can work with them or not, because every single episode is set up like a tutorial, because I want you to learn. I want you to manifest your reality. I want you to have everything that you desire. And more importantly, I know if a nobody like me, who had nothing, who was discarded and abused and kicked to the side since I'm 10 years old, I don't think there's been one day in my life where anybody has wondered, did Michelle eat? Did Michelle have some place to sleep tonight? Does she have enough money? But I did. And I aligned myself with my angels and my guides. And I got myself out of the bottom of that pool, and inch by inch and step by step, minute by minute and hour by hour and day by day and week by week and year by year, I evolved and I grew and I learned and I mastered. I'm not going to tell you all the certifications and programs that I've accomplished, but I can tell you about the thousands and hundreds of thousands of people who have tuned into this message of freedom, this message of love, this message of worthiness. You are protected, you are guided, and you are loved. All right. Now let's get into the lessons for today, because I want you to manifest your miracles. I want you to understand how easy it is for you to create. And you see, here's the thing. There's so many people that are doing it wrong. Not necessarily doing it wrong. I hate to put blame. There isn't a right or a wrong way to manifest. There's just a slow and a fast way. Okay. And I want to make it so fast that you're like a lightning bullet train going from London to Europe in 1 hour. Okay. I want you to be supercharged with your energy. I want you to realize how powerful you are. I want you to see you the way that God sees us. You and God are not separate. And if you don't like the word God, you can say universe or creator or multitude of gods. Whatever it is that you desire, as long as you understand that there are greater forces at work that are aligned, that you're connected to, that you have access to. And through these podcasts, through these tutorials, you will figure them out. But let's talk about the first one. The first thing when I start working with clients, and I have over 30 clients that I'm working with right now, I am constantly shocked at this. The first thing that everybody does wrong, and it's not necessarily wrong, it's slow and fast. So let's say what people do to slow down their manifestations. So the very first thing that people do that slows down their manifestation is they are not clear on what they want. They're all in Gemini mode, right? Gemini's, well, that sounds good, but that sounds good, and that sounds good, and that sounds good. Well, I don't know. No, I'm not picking on Gemini's. Scorpios and Geminis make the best of friends. Okay. I love, because Scorpios are such decision makers and Geminis are like, well, let's think about it a couple of million times. And so if you don't have clarity, if you're not very clear on what you want, how can you align yourself with the desire and the actions that are needed to bring this into your quantum field? You can't. You can't. And so what do you have to do? You have to become very, 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 very crystal clear. Like, you could say it in 2 seconds. This is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I want. And until you get very clear, how can you take inspired action that your intuition is going to send you? How can you put your desires into something when you're not clear? One of the most important things about manifesting is feeling it. Really deeply feeling it. And how can you direct that desire, the energy of the desire, when you might want to be, you know, a dancer, a singer, a choreographer, a makeup artist, a creator? I'm not saying you can't be multitude of things. Absolutely not. One of the reasons that I love Dolly Parton, I don't love her music necessarily. Not that she has a bad song. It's just not my vibe. But I love that she never limited herself. But one of the quotes that made me fall in love with Dolly Parton is, I'm not going to limit my ability to be successful because you can't see all the different ways that I can be successful. And I was like, tell them, girl, tell them. Because yes, 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 we have to channel those desires and we have to channel that energy somewhere. And having that clarity absolutely is essential for you to manifest. And so many people get this one thing wrong because they don't really understand how important it is for us to know what the specifics are. And the more detail oriented you are, the faster and the better that the universe can start sending you the people and the places and the things. Now, there's a lot of other reasons why we can't see the thing that we wanted, but then we understand that the law of attraction means that once you think about it, it is already manifested. That means the universe is taking all the energy and all the vibrations and all the people and the places and the things and the opportunities and the doors that have to be opened and the windows that have to be shut and the people that have to be gone. See, it takes a minute for all that stuff to align. But if you're thinking about 25 different things, it's hard for the universe to tune into you. So start with something very specific and get very, very clear on it. And be sure that you understand this in the way that you need to. Now, the second thing that so many people do really, really wrong, they're focusing on the problem. I can ask somebody, so get on a 1-hour call. Lots of people do the 1-hour calls with me. I think that's a great call. The 90-minute call is even better because we have a little bit more time to come up with a resolution. But in the 90-minute, in the 1-hour call, you email me ahead of time, you tell me what it is. And that way I can read ahead of time and kind of download what I need to download, exchange energy with you, and see what's coming out. Okay. But so many people, when I get on those calls with them, what's the first thing they talk about? Well, I used to be really great at manifesting, and then I got a block. And then my husband cheated on me, my wife cheated on me, my partner cheated on me, or I lost this job, or this person came in and I didn't get the promotion, and yada, yada, yada. And it's over and over and over and over again about what? It's about them focusing in on the problem. Well, you can't be solution-oriented and problem-oriented. Your brain doesn't work that way. You can either be solution-oriented or problem-oriented. And you can't focus in on the problem and find the solution. The universe is going to be saying, like, wow, she's constantly talking about being broke. She must really love talking about being broke, so she must love it. We're going to send her more bills and more situations and more and more and more things that she's talking about, because what we think about, we bring about. Yes or no? Yes. What we think about, we bring about. Yes or no? Yes. What we think about, we bring about. Yes or no? Yes. So you got to get real clear that you don't focus on the problem. You focus on the solution. I used to train for half marathons and marathons and run. And one of the things that I learned in running was that it gets so monotonous, you know, mile 3, mile 6, mile 9, mile 11. And I haven't done this in many, many years. But one of the things in those running clubs and those running groups that I joined, because I always wanted to be competitive and I always wanted to try my best, and I was always just pushing myself and pushing myself and pushing myself. But one of the things that they told us to do is not focus on the mile we're at, but the mile we want to get to. So if my run of the day was 6 miles, I'm not going to think about mile 6. I'm not going to think about the mile that I'm in. I'm going to think about the 6. Okay, I've got 5 more to go, 4 more to go, 3 more to go, 2 more to go, 1 more to go, goal. Now, if I started thinking, oh my God, it's hot, it's hard, it's this, it's that. Boy, that's only mile 2. God. Woo. Mile 3 is going to be even harder. Mile 4 is going to be even harder. And mile 5 is going to be even harder. Mile 6 is going to be the worst. So it's going to be like, I couldn't get in there, right? I couldn't mentally be at mile 6 because I'm constantly thinking about the problem, about my achy knees or my hips or the heat or going to the bathroom or whatever might be going through your head. You see, when you are focusing in on the problem, you're going to create more of it. And when you're focusing in on the solution, you're going to create more of it. So what do you have to do? You have to readjust the magnet. You have to readjust the magnet. The magnet was over here in fear, doubt, lack, shame, insecurity. And we're going to move it over here to faith, 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 solutions, spiritual solutions, energetic solutions. I'm going to call Michelle. I'm going to work with her for 90 days. I'm going to do her 6 weeks to success. I'm going to take the next course on October 30th, whatever it is. You're going to channel that energy and you're going to either focus on the problem or focus on the solution. And if you can appreciate that the problem is bringing you the solution, you have jumped timelines. Because living in a state of appreciation, or even if you're in a vibrational state of gratitude and you're not quite to appreciation, you can go check out my podcast, Gratitude Versus Appreciation. And my podcast can be listened to anywhere. It's on every single platform in the world. There's over 200 platforms. If you just type in Manifesting Miracles or Michelle J. Lamont, you're going to find it. Okay. And you can give that information to anybody in the world. But I'm on Apple and iTunes, and I'm played in over 56 countries. And over 140,000 of you have tuned into this vibration. So the third and the most important thing that I want to go over is protecting your vibe, all right? Because if you can't protect your energy, protect your frequency, protect your vibration, then you're going to be stuck into a place and into a space where you are limiting how you create. Because all of your angels and your guides, they want to assist you. They want to send you the right people. They want to send you the right information. But when you're hanging out with that same low energy person, you're a vibrational match to only the things that they would manifest. And when you're with a high vibrational person, you're more in line with high vibrational things. So one of the first things in protecting your vibration is watch who you spend time with. Watch who you spend time with, because the way that they think, the way that they act, the way that they treat people in the world, it's a reflection of you. My grandmother used to say, Michelle, if you want to be skinny, you got to hang out with skinny girls. If you want to be rich, you got to hang out with rich girls. If you want to be smart, you got to hang out with smart girls. She wasn't wrong. When you manifest, make sure that you're protecting your energy. And there's a lot of dark energy out there that wants you to stay limited and stay small and not be who you really are. Powerful, blessed, protected, amazing. Everything you believe about all the people that you want to be, that's because you actually already possess those things. And if the people that you're hanging out with say that the things that you want are too big of a risk, it's too risky. Oh, don't do that. It's too risky. They're not your people. And the next thing to protecting your vibe is having really good, positive intentions and thoughts. I'm not saying that you have to be Pollyanna. I get in arguments. I get mad. I don't like things sometimes. And you have a right to do it, but to handle it with care. Be as kind as you can in that situation. Don't be disrespectful. Don't be rude. The other thing that about protecting your vibe is stop asking everybody what their opinion is. Oh my gosh. Everybody's selfish, man. Everybody. The fact that you even think about something, you're seeing it from your own self view. Inherently, it's selfish. You can't not be selfish. You're already selfish because it's your own self view. So if you're going around and you're asking other people, hey, do you think I should move to Florida? Do you think I should move to New York? Do you think I should move to California? Do you think I should take that European vacation? Do you think I should join that LGBT group? Do you think I should do this? Do you think I should run for office? All of these people are going to have their own self-opinion. They're going to have their own biases. They're going to have their own energy. They have their own subconscious fucked up shit. We all do. So if you're not listening to your own intuition and your guides, this is going to fuck with your vibe and you're going to be manifesting like they are. And you're not even going to be manifesting like they are. You're going to be like them, but not them, which is worse. Because you're going to say like, oh my God, look at them. Go in deep and unlock all the treasures of the pineal gland. Okay. By grounding yourself, by working with coaches like me, by reading powerful spiritual books, protecting your energy is so important because your vibe has to be as high as possible to raise your vibration all the time. And you have to step into the happy zone. You have to step into the happy zone and away from the unhappy people and away from the unhappy shows and TVs and movies and all those things. And you have to raise your vibration by doing things that make you happy, that make you radiate, that make you smile from the inside. Because listen, here's one important thing I need you to understand. And this is very, very, very important. You manifest as we are. We manifest as we are. So the happier you are, the more content you are, the more powerful you are, the more that you radiate your abundance, the more that you radiate that clarity, the more that you're focused and the more positive that your life becomes, the faster the train of the manifesting reality comes into focus. And it's very, very important that you understand this. You have to do things that make you feel good, that make you feel proud, that make you feel strong, that make you feel empowered, that make you smile from the inside out. See, we're in a society that teaches us that if we've made it, that if we're worthy, that if we're good, people can see it by the clothes that we wear, the house that we live in, the job that we have, the person that we're with. And so we're taught that our true essence and energy is the label on the shirt, the name of the car, the zip code of your house, the degrees on the wall. And really and truly, as an energetic being, you are way bigger than any of those concepts. You are a light being created by light here on the teaching planet called Earth to raise the vibration of the planet. And if your manifesting isn't happening as quickly as you want, I need you to have more clarity. I need you to stop focusing on the problem. And I really need you to protect your vibration. Now, what else do I need? I need you to tell 5 people about this podcast. You don't know the people you will impact by raising their energetic point of attraction, by allowing them to see life in a different way. It changed my life. And I, in that process, have changed hundreds of thousands of lives. By you sharing this YouTube channel or this podcast with 5 people, you've essentially spread it to 5,000 energetic people, because one person impacts 1,000 lives. So if you don't think that what you're doing matters in this world, just by being here, you will impact the vibration of 1,000 people. So please join me in this vibration of abundance to raise the energy of the earth and to allow people to truly see how powerful they are. You were born with the magic. I just want to help you get there faster. So if you want to move past the podcast, if what you've listening to over and over and over again isn't enough, I have group courses. I have group coaching. I have one-on-one coaching. You can book an hour session, a 90-minute session. I even do free 15-minute calls. There are 1,000,000 ways for us to meet and talk and work together. Let's figure out one and start mastering this life. I know you're worth it. I know you don't know that yet, but I really want to show you. And if it's not time for us to work together, if that's not where we are, go to my website, michellejlamont.com, and sign up for my newsletter and get my ebook. Okay? It's free. It's all free. I'm a giver. Every one of these podcasts are set up as a tutorial. So if you go in and you take notes and you listen over and over and over again, you're going to get something different out of each and every episode. And I challenge you in your different states of being to check this out. Okay? Because I love you and you're worth it. And it's time for you to manifest your miracle. So let's wrap up. The 3 mistakes or the 3 vibrations that are slowing down your manifesting are what? Making sure that you're really, really clear on what it is that you want. Making sure that you absolutely are not focusing on the problem, but on the solution. And that you're being very protective of your vibe. That means be careful who you're spending time with. Be careful of the words that you're using. Make sure in your subliminal conscious thinking that you're taking the highest road possible in all situations. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and producers, it's time to cue the music. So let's put that music up. All right. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and you've been listening to Manifesting Miracles, the podcast that makes manifesting quick and easy. And it's time for you to go out there and manifest.